NFL Network. You can follow him on Twitter at Weiche89, W-Y-C-H-E. I probably spelled that wrong. W-Y-C-H-E. No, I said it right. Oh, I don't know why it sounded wrong in my head. You can see Steve every Monday on The Aftermath at 3 o'clock. Steve is with us now. How you doing, Steve? What's going on?
Hey, man, I'm doing great, and you pronounced it right. You spelled it right. I've been called a lot worse, so thank you.
Yeah, by the way, somebody asked me, you know, we record, like, promos for the show and stuff, and our production guy who you know, doesn't, not a big football fan, he heard your name, and I guess he's enough of a football fan that he heard of Sam. And he's like, is Steve related to Sam Weiche? I said, I don't think so, but maybe you are. I don't know. I guess that's possible. What's going on? Are you related to Sam Weiche, Steve?
Not that I know of. I've heard that most of my life. And yep. I grew up in St. Louis. Sam played a year there with the football Cardinals. So, you know, stranger things have happened. But maybe I need to do the 23andMe and really find it.
You never know, right? You never know what you're going to find out in these days. People find out some crazy stuff, man. You never know where your ancestors have come from. Anyway, thanks for joining us. You know, the Browns desperately seem to need wide receivers right now. They traded away Josh Gordon. They traded away some other players. They've had a ton of injuries here in recent weeks. If you're the Browns, knowing that this is kind of the year you're building back up, you're probably not going to be a playoff team this year, but the future is bright. Are you being aggressive in the next 2 weeks to try to get Amari Cooper or DeSean Jackson if he were available or somebody like that? Or are you being patient, keeping the young guys going, signing some free agents, and waiting to address these things in the offseason? What do you think?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. I don't think they would pursue Amari Cooper because, remember, he's coming up on the end of his rookie deal. So if you acquire him and you like him, then you're going to have to decide whether to pay him. And you just gave Jarvis Landry all that money. Are you going to commit all those dollars to that position? At the same time, they've got to figure out something. I mean, I know that there's been interest with Dez Bryant, but, you know, they're not the only – the Browns aren't the only team have made calls to him. You just don't know if Dez really wants to get back into it. But they've got to find, and there's not many, you know, NFL caliber, you know, contributing type wide receivers out there. But they've got to find some because right now it you know, I was at the game Sunday. I think Antonio Callaway's got a lot of growing up to do. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't expect a ton out of him as a rookie. It's only going to get tougher as the season goes along. So if they can find some way to maybe pry a veteran or veteran wide receiver from a team, you know, even it's going to be a fire sale in Oakland. So even if you can get somebody like Seth Roberts or someone like that from the Raiders, that can help you get through and still develop the chemistry with the nucleus that you want to keep.
Just back to Cooper for a second. So you think about this, you get him for this year, you have an option for next year, which is like $14 million. And then at that point, I mean, you could still franchise him, right, Steve?
That's a huge number. Remember, that's when Myles Garrett's going to be coming up, and some younger players are going to be coming up. So, again, you know, that's a huge number at one position with Jarvis Landry's money, unless they feel that they can get out of Jarvis Landry. And let's also not forget, Amari Cooper's an incredible talent, but he has yet to prove himself as a top-flight receiver in the NFL. He's honestly, he's more on the Sammy Watkins track in terms of productivity, not meeting talent, you know, as he is to one of these young upstart wide receivers who's really flushing things out.
Why are they doing the fire sale in Oakland? Is it because they're moving? Is it? I mean, do they move on from Carr after this season? What do you make of that situation?
Well, that's going to be interesting. That's really going to be. They can't move on from after this season. It's after next season
when they
get out and not have to eat a boatload of money. Well, the problem is you're just not a very good football team, and I don't think they established a blueprint for building for the future. If you saw what they did in the offseason, they brought in all of these 30-year-old and over free agents who were familiar with the coaching staff, with Paul Gunther, with John Gruden, and it seemed like they were building to win this year, and then they were going to steadily deconstruct and rebuild. Well, that hasn't worked out. I mean, they are not a good football team, and I think now they're kind of like, let's go ahead and start stockpiling draft picks. We don't want to be in a situation where we have to pay Amari Cooper money because we might have to give that to another free agent who we like. It's not a good situation out there. And unless they start winning some ball games soon, it is only going to get worse because you've got some strong personalities among that veteran group. And if they really believe, and it's not going to take much longer, that John Gruden is not in there with them, then they're going to mail it in. You saw it last year in Cleveland when Hugh Jackson started talking about, We're a long ways away. The talent here really isn't very good. You know, and you saw how players turned on, you know, Hugh and the effort and everything there. That's happening in Oakland now because he's starting to repeat that same chorus, and no athlete wants to hear that they're not good enough and they're not part of the plan.
Steve Wyche is with us, NFL Network. And by the way, if you follow Steve on Twitter, we mentioned Wyche 89. His background photo is a picture of him with a mic and a bunch of crazy Browns fans screaming behind him at First Energy. It's a great picture. I love that.
I love it. Yeah, a couple years ago on the parking lot.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Browns fans are the best. I mean, for what they've had to suffer through and for them to stay as loyal as they have, hats off to them, man. I love Browns fans. I love the passion. The football means so much to that region. I just really hope they can deliver. And they will. John Dorsey and those guys will eventually put a winner in there. And I just the fans there just deserve. They deserve so much after what they put up with.
It does appear it's way too early, and we're getting a little carried away. But it does appear, Steve, despite the fact that he didn't have a great game this past week, that it looks all signs point to Baker Mayfield finally being the right answer. How good he's going to be, I don't think we know, certainly. But it does appear like they've finally gotten it right. And I agree that John Dorsey's done a good job so far. Do you agree? Or is it too early to say that Baker Mayfield is going to be a good quarterback?
Oh, I think everything is there in terms of talent, in terms of his DNA, in terms of his ability. What will be interesting, and let's get the elephant out of the room, is let's say the Browns end up winning 5 or 6 games and they decide to make a coaching change.
Mm-hmm.
Is the new coach, is the new staff going to do things? I mean, Baker comes with a change. And are they going to be the right coaches to move and adapt him? Right now, look what's going on with Tennessee, okay?
Yeah.
2 years ago, Marcus Mariota, 23 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, really looked like he was going to be a superstar. Ever since, it has not gone well. 15 touchdowns, 17 interceptions last year when they went to the playoffs. This year he's got that nerve injury that's problematic, but is it going to work out for him? You don't know. So sometimes coaching changes can really stunt the path of a young quarterback, and you've got to factor that in to a little bit to any decisions you make because, again, Baker is part of the process,
right.
And I would do whatever I can to build around him.
Yeah, no doubt. And to your point, Steve, and personally, I think Hugh Jackson should – I mean, most of us thought he should have been fired after last year. I think he's not good enough long-term, and I think they do need to move on. But John Dorsey has gone all in on Baker Mayfield, and I would have to believe that when you do the next coaching search, you've got to make sure that coach is 100% on board with Baker before you hire him, right?
Well, absolutely. And look, the examples are staring you – or beating you – over the head.
Yeah.
You know, you look at Jared Goff. They went out and got Sean McVay.
That's right.
For Jared Goff. You know, you go out and you get Matt Nagy for Mitchell Trubisky when you make a coaching change. So you look at the success that some of those changes have made, and there's really no excuse if you make a change not to find somebody. And even like the Rams did, they brought Jared Goff in on the process, the coaching hiring process, to find somebody where you know that everything between head coach and quarterback, if your quarterback's who you're going to roll with, fits. Because that's the big contract you're going to have to pay to get to a second contract, and that's the player you're going to have to build around.
What do you think Hugh Jackson has to do to keep his job?
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know what John Dorsey's thinking is. I think they've got to remain competitive. I don't want to put a number of wins on things because you've got – intangible things like all the receivers getting hurt, you know, that can stunt that. But based on the history and based on this, I think Hughes, they've absolutely got to win more games, and they've got to look like a competitive team that's on the right uptick. Because as we know, Dorsey inherited Hugh. That's not usually how it goes.
Yeah.
So I just don't know what Jimmy Haslam is looking for, what his credentials are. It's way too early in the process to tell. By the time they get to week 17, they better look like a team that's going to compete for the playoffs, if not this year, sometime very soon.
Steve, I'll embarrassingly admit to you, my fans know this, but I am a Bengals fan, and I am sick of Vontaze Burfict. I think the Bengals should cut him. I thought they should have cut him last year when they moved on from Adam Jones. Listen, there's been questionable character guys that have played for the Bengals, and we've seen questionable guys on the field before in the NFL. He takes a cheap shot, it seems like, every game. I feel like most players are not trying to hurt people. I feel like he's trying to really hurt people out there. I think he's bad for football. What say you on that?
Yeah, no, I'm 100% with you. I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
And the fact that the Bengals are just kind of like holding their breath, hope he doesn't get in trouble.
Exactly.
The fact that they're not proactive and trying to curb this, and they're letting the league take the lead on that, well, that kind of shows you the type of culture they're willing to accept.
Agreed.
And that's unfortunate because he's a heck of a football player. But the stuff he continues to do, and I get the passion of the game, and I get the violence of the game, but these guys are your brothers. He doesn't want anybody doing that crap to him. And
right.
He doesn't want that crap happening to his teammates. And, the fact that, he did it against the Steelers, there's bad blood there, but that whole Ryan Shazier image and everything that happened just because of the bad blood between those teams, dial it back, man. And again, I just hate the fact that the Bengals are not proactive. Maybe they've talked to him a million times, and he's just that much of an idiot who doesn't care. I don't know, but something needs to be done. And I just hate the fact that the Bengals are waiting for the NFL to take the lead
pathetic.
When they're the ones who could really set the example.
All right, a college question, sort of a college question. Nick Bosa is declaring for the draft, and he's not going to finish up the season. Is this something that you think will be a trend, or is that a prisoner of the moment thought?
I don't think it'll be a trend. I don't. Now, look, if you're going to be a top five draft pick, and you are an upperclassman like he is in terms of being a junior, and there's, I don't know his health status and if he was going to be able to return this season. If he wasn't going to be able to return this season, then we're going to see examples of this. If a guy's going to be a high draft pick, he's going to be out for the season, go ahead and start getting ready if you know that you want to, declare early for the NFL and make that move. The university, you invested in that for a couple of years, they've invested in you. We know where this was headed anyway. You were leaving after the season anyway, so go ahead and get the process started. I think right now this is, an individual case, but we've seen players now, hey, I'm not going to play in that bowl. I don't know if this necessarily will be a trend.
Yeah.
But I get it, and I think most people do.
Steve, last thing, we got about 30 seconds, but Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, who's the better player for you?
The better individual player is Aaron Rodgers. He's just so gifted, and he's asked more than probably any other quarterback in the NFL to carry his team. And not to diminish what Tom Brady has done, but what they ask of Aaron Rodgers to cover up is unmistakable. So I've got a role with Aaron Rodgers.
Very good, Steve. We appreciate the time.
What was the other side? Is there another side?
My partner's just mad because my producer said Brady, and I said Rod. They said if Rodgers had been on the Patriots, they wouldn't have won those five Super Bowls. Do you believe that?
No.
Of course not.
Not whatsoever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Screw you guys.
I would have been there.
Screw you guys. Thanks, Steve.
Steve, great stuff, man. We appreciate
the
time.
Appreciate it.